You're listening to Lead, Empower, Grow, a podcast featuring entrepreneurs who lead productive teams, empower their communities, and grow successful businesses of their own. For today's episode, I spoke with a very experienced business builder, National Marketing Director Tu Vang. Tu has been an entrepreneur for a long time, almost ever since he got to America in 1980. It was a long journey, all alone without his parents, all the way from Laos. When he came here, he jumped right in, finished his schooling, went to college, and then started opening businesses. Everything from a grocery store to car dealership. And finally, for the last 13 years, he's been with First Financial Security. Tu had a lot of great things to say. We had a great talk. He emphasized the importance of owning your own business, not letting the business own you. And aside from all the interesting things he's done and interesting places he's been, he also talked a lot about how important it is to help people with what you do, to work from the heart. That's how all businesses should be. I love listening to him as much as I love talking to him. Let's just jump right in. Thanks so much for joining me, too. Thank you for being on the podcast. I like to start by asking agents just what they did before FFS. What was your life like before you found First Financial Security, or we found you? Did you work in finance, or did you have a different job, or what was your story up until joining with FFS? What was it like?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, it had been long story, but once I came into the United States as a refugee without my parents because they feel behind. So I come along with one of my uncles, single. We came together in 1980. So it had been over 40 years from now.
Wow.
And then when we come here, I don't speak any English. You know, we come here, we just starting how to learn ABC, whatever it's here. But, you know, when we come here, I was 18 years old. And then I not being able to go low grade, just go to 11th grade at high school. So I be in high school in 1.5 years. And when I done that, just be able to speak a little bit. But when you graduate from high school, you need to go to college, right? So it's really hard, very tough for me. So I just decide, well, it doesn't matter what, I don't go. Long as I have diploma, so I just attend college for a couple of years. And then, you know, I just thinking about, well, I need to look for a job. My first business is open a grocery store, small grocery store in the corner for about 3 years. I think it's not enough for me too. So I always looking for better opportunity. That's what my life. So, and then I went to open a temporary service, you know, find a job for people and the company pay me. So I tried to do that for about 2 years. I have about more 200 employees working for me. So about 2 years. And then I think, our competition with the temporary service too, you know. So I moved into a car dealership. I opened a car dealership where I sell and detail car for a big dealer, and I sell also a lot for sale too. So I've been in the car dealership for about 7 years. It was successfully. You know, since the Twin Towers in New York fall down, then the economy got down, so everything's slow. So I'm thinking, well, then I'm looking for another business too. So I go to real estate. So I go to have my realtor license, and I be in realtor and sell and buy and flip. So you know, about 5 years. And then the home healthcare business come out. So I always looking for a better opportunity. So when the home healthcare come out, and then I think about, well, I'd be able to open a home healthcare service for people. I go open a home healthcare to serve people, PCA serve people. And then when you do the service and the government rebuild you and you pay their your employees. So something like that. For about 6 years. And then when 2008, FFA approached me and talking about insurance, you know, but I told them, well, I used to be insurance agent for the, you know, a primary car for since 2000, 1987 until 2000. I'm an agent for Prime Minister. I know. I say, okay, I understand insurance, but you know, by when we was in the insurance industry, we only buy 10 in sell, buy 10 evade different. That's our philosophy in Prime Minister. And 10, you know, make money, but we also have the system for recruiting to build a team, same thing too. So I, when FFA introduced to me, I think, yeah, I know exactly how you guys are doing. But, you know, before my turn and invest a different, the turn is don't make a lot of money.
Right.
And we don't have residual income too, you know, and they tie early year, you know. And I know interesting to FFA. So it takes 3 years to approach me. And by 2011, then, you know, they just come over and they say, hey, you will have, hey, we don't want to recruit you. And now we want to see how much potential do you have. And then the problem is my wife say, oh, no, all the time. But my wife sit out and my upline who recruiting me. Told her that, okay, you own this property, your house, you own many property. What about something happened to your husband? And can you afford all this? How much insurance you have? And then she say, well, we have $100,000. And she, he say, no. Our community, the federal homes are a lot expensive. $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 for after that, what you gonna do? You gonna lose everything. And then he just okay. I am gonna, you know, educate you, for financial service, financial security and peace of mind for you. And then he say, you should have $1 million. Your husband should have $1 million. And then my wife say, oh yeah, I think so, because I never think that when my husband. Just said, oh, he not come home, and then what should I do? No, to me. So then she said, okay, then calculate how much. And then after that, we agreed to buy each $1 million. And then after that, he said, hey, I'll be here for hour. You cook for me. And then I walk from your home with $28,000. And then my wife said, how you get that? And then he said, I calculate the commission for you after that. She said, can I join it? We join after that, you know. So since we join after that, the 11 months that we hear our champion. That's what we grow the team in Minnesota for the last 13 years.
Wow. Yeah. So he had a plan and he got, yeah, it makes sense. That I would want to join too if I got that.
Yeah.
And you had so many businesses before FFS and Primerica on the side. So you definitely, you already had the business mindset. You already had an entrepreneur like experience. So it just seemed like, was it like a natural transition or was it hard at first? Or was it just like, I got this? Like, you know, I've been doing, I imagine it was pretty easy at first. Did you have any challenges when you first joined FFS? What was it like those first few days? Or weeks or months?
Well, when my first joined FFA and my upline, my leader who recruit me, he live in California and he don't have much time. So he come here and he teach me and go out with me to the field, train me for a week. And because I already had little experience from primary and financial service, because the system almost the same thing, so I can understand. So I told him, okay, you go, I do my best. And then, okay, when he teach me, okay, the product, you know, you don't have to die. We have a living benefit here, and then that's how you explain. So I say, yeah, I do whatever I can. So after he go home, and then he come back, I already make about $10,000-$15,000 already. So
yeah.
He say, okay, let's start recruiting. So that's after that we start to recruit the team.
I love that. Yeah. So you were like, I got this. No, I know what to do. Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. Were all of your other businesses, like the car dealership and grocery store, was that also all in Minnesota? Was that all in Minneapolis?
Oh, yeah. They're all Minnesota.
All Minnesota.
The good thing that I think, oh, I own the business, but really it's not that the business own me. So I've been in Minnesota for the last 20 years in his business time, 25 years. I never see anywhere in the United States because I'm be there 7 days a week. They allow the hour to spend with that. So, yeah, so I think that's a great, great business to start. But, you know, and then you don't have the system. Even you have system, you don't have money to pay for people to work for you. So that's right. What you cannot do by yourself. So
yeah, it's much harder.
Every opportunity, what I like it, I can be my own boss, go anywhere I want to go. So that's why it's
That's nice. Yeah. And so you had that experience making other ones. So you knew how hard it can be and is to start a business. Yeah. And so, when FFS comes along, you're like, oh, it's an easier way, or, oh, it's nice. Yeah. The system. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. And just circling back, when you came here in 1980, was it Vietnam originally, or which country?
I know. I came in from Laos.
Laos.
Yeah, okay. Laos, the country between Thailand, Vietnam, and China.
Yeah,
in the middle, last country right there.
Yeah,
in the middle. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've talked to some Laos agents before too. Yeah, it's Vietnam, Laos, and I talked to my first Myanmar, Burma agent the other day too. But yeah, I just wanted to make sure so we all knew.
You know, back to where we come from, it's not that we see the opportunity and we know the United States has opportunity, we can. Mm-hmm. We can because we run away from day and light.
Yeah.
Sacrifice. You don't come, somebody going to kill you. That's why you know. You come over and you never know that the United States has opportunity for you. You know, you just don't want to die. You don't want die today. You try to die tomorrow. That's why we always
live as long as you can. Yeah. Then you come over. And then, but I'm glad. I mean, it would be hard to, obviously, completely different language and in the schooling, but then you got through college. It's impressive. I'm impressed by then building all those businesses. Not only did you come over and live another day, but also started really working and thriving. And I don't know. It's nice. It's a nice part of the podcast is hearing all these stories of success and courage and bravery. And especially you coming over without parents.
Yeah, really hard. Yeah. The thing that our language is English, our second language also. Mm-hmm. And even today, we still don't speak good English, but, you know, we understand. But, we don't have to wait until we speak very good to do it, you know. This business, it doesn't take, you know, educating people to make it happen. Mm-hmm. If you want it, you're passionate, and then you won't get it too. So that's why I like the opportunity, you know?
Yeah, and that's why I like the way we run, because we're here to help. So is your upline. If you want it, if you have the drive and the passion, like you said, and you want to help people, and you know about, then we can help. We're here to help you.
Yeah.
You know, no one comes out, no one's born knowing how to start a business. You know, everyone gets taught things.
That's a defense to people. When I introduce this to my kid, and they say they know the Thai people, they don't want to talk to people, but I tell them, my life, I always love people. I always like people. I always work with people. So I like people, and I love to work with community, work with low income family or whatever. I do that for long time for a low income family. So with them, I was working in the Central Lutheran Church. I was, working as a job developer, finding a job for people, try to get out from welfare. I send it to a company and find out housing for the low income family, like Section A, and try to see somebody low income want to buy a home. I try to work with the Twin City Habitat for Humanity, and they can build a house for low income family. They can be able to buy. So I serve for them. I help a lot of family. So that's why I have my client. They trust me. I know this person. So that's the only way.
That's so nice.
That.
Your love for people and helping people. That's what I love about our agents as well. It's a lot of people like you. We are in this to help. And I don't think I've had anybody who has been working at a tape or working building a temp agency like that. Helping others find work is kind of what we do at FFS as well. That's kind of what recruiting is. But to be in that Habitat for Humanity, helping people build houses. You're helping them build a life, you know. And then FFS is kind of like helping it protect the life, like protect the future.
Mm-hmm. And by the time our people just came to this country, and then, you know, they don't really like Light and Shine. They don't want you to talk about Light and Shine. But anyway, we try to do the best we can to give that a policy. And 35 or 25 years passed by, the older people passed away, and then you're still calling, they're still calling you, hey, I remember a long time before my parents bought Ishan from you, and okay, oh yeah, they're still here. Then we can claim and give the check to the family. So that's why, you know, before, you know, people really don't like you to go their home, but now people like you because you bring the same thing, you know. So that's why I'm passionate to say, wow, now the product here is better than before, so we can do well transfer in the next 20 or 25 years. A lot of people here, their family will become wealthy again. You know, so that's what I like to do.
I hear that a lot, and that makes sense. Why it is hard sometimes at first for the FFS business, or like it's interesting because it does just take time. You're protecting people, and then I hear, you know, it's. Agents always say when you pay that first death benefit, that's when you're like, oh, I know what, this is the help. You get to see the help you have. Yeah. You get to be like, this is why I'm doing this. But before then, I imagine it could be like, you know, a little harder because you're not really seeing, it's not like farming or like you don't really get to see something you make until that death benefit happens and the help, you know, you have.
Yeah.
So just take some time, of course. And it's always a sad circumstance too, but there's a little bit of happy or a little bit of comfort knowing that they're also not worried about money. They can have time to grieve and, you know, think about the family, but they're not also like, how am I going to eat? You know, they're protected. It helps to come with some money to a funeral.
I thought that the ties change, everything change. So you have to follow with the timing change. So I think people, a lot of, we serving people with our first friendship for myself about 13 years. So I can prove to them that, yeah, we have a living benefit. I can take out the living benefit for my client. And then with our mouth say, oh, yeah, he can take this for this brother, this uncle. And then right now the trust in there. So that's why I think that's very beautiful, you know.
It is beautiful. Do you have, you might not have an answer to this one, but do you have like a specific story? We've been talking about the first benefit. Death benefit, like a client you really helped, or like when, like maybe your most that well, death, like a story.
In my life story, life in FFX, you know, many good thing. You know, is some good thing because the opportunity for the agent who take the opportunity is your family life can change too, and the client who take the product that we offer, they. In the future come and they like a change too. So you're helping both of us. You know, you're helping the client and then later the client helping you too. So that's what I like that effect. And in the past, my my story that I passionate with the product because number one, living benefit. Then you can take out to helping your client exactly like what you told them before and they get it.
Yeah,
exactly, nothing different. And the second thing, it can build the cash for you for the retirement or their child education or anything they want. And the past 10 years, I compare with the illustration, okay, last 10 years, I introduced to you this much cash for you and go to build in your policy. Today, I can say, okay, 10 years exactly, maybe a little higher, a little less. That's it. So I say it's proven. So
yeah,
the product is good, and then the company is good, the system is good. So, yeah, about the FFX business, I think, yeah, I love to do that.
Yeah.
Because you have a freedom opportunity. Then also, I've been here for 13 years, and the people under my team, we have, I have about 13, 14 champions under my team. And I can prove that, yeah, you can retire your husband and wife can be with FFA.
Yeah.
We say full-time, but we can be part-time. You know, half day, you can come to the office and you have free time, go anywhere you want to go. And that's business right there. and we'll be able to work for 50 states. You vacation to different states, that's your business right there. So
yeah.
That's a good opportunity. I tell everybody, it's very good, and you know, and the pay is good pay. And you know that you do something, that you will get paid. You know?
So, yeah, absolutely. So yeah.
Good. Yeah.
You get paid for your work, but also, yeah, the freedom. The freedom to...
Yeah, the freedom. That's the best.
That's all of it. Yeah. That's America.
I know. When you do your own business and outside there, sometimes you make a lot of money, but you have to work for yourself really, really hard. You have no time out. And here, I don't think about... I don't care about a lot of money, but I think about the team. You help them, you build them. Is growing and changing their life and change a little bit. It's okay too. So something like that. You know?
Love that. Yeah. Thank you so much. I feel like a great point to end on. I love everything you said there. It's about the team. It's why it's the word team. Yeah. All in it together. This has been great. And to hear from, you've been 13 years. That's, you know, a veteran essentially, like been here so long. Just, I like talking to all agents, new ones, older ones, but yeah, to have an experienced perspective. That's great. But
yeah, very much FFA opportunity, and I believe that the good opportunity, not anywhere else better than the FFA opportunity. So anybody, you know, it's not mean that you have to have really high education or speak English very well to be excellent in the FFA business. It doesn't, you know, you have education or no education. If you might put your heart, your mind, passion, you love people, you want to... You know, do good to people, then you can make it here. So that's, I love it, you know?
Yeah, me too. Yeah. It's about the heart.
Yeah, and the one thing that when you enjoy the fact, you know, you have an opportunity to see all the world. So that's a good thing.
Yeah,
you know?
That's a plus. Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, too. And let me also thank all of you who are listening to hear more stories from entrepreneurs like Tu. You can listen through our past episodes on our feed or at firstfinancialsecurity.com. And of course, subscribe or follow wherever you get your podcasts to listen to new Lead, Empower, Grow episodes the moment they air. We look forward to bringing you more stories like this one. Until then, continue to lead, empower, and grow.